About halfway through freshman year, Taylor Roth started having trouble doing everyday things, like walking to this science building on campus, less than a mile from her dorm.
My legs just would kind of lock up when I walked. They just felt very weak, like they couldn't support me. I noticed my eyes would cross, especially when I drove, and my fingers were kind of numb and tingly.
She ignored the symptoms for a while, but then an MRI showed a mass about the size of a golf ball in her brainstem. That's the part of the brain just above the spinal cord that regulates everything from blood pressure to balance and breathing.
At first, it was just shock. You know, this is something that's so rare and I'm so young. I really didn't think when all this started happening that it was going to be something that serious.
Any brain tumor is serious, but the different types have very different prognoses. The most common is the glioma, which can either be fast or slow growing. Odds of survival with a fast growing glioma are extremely low. Usually in a case like this, doctors perform a biopsy. They insert a needle and take a tiny piece of tissue to analyze. The problem here? Location.
Even going in and doing a biopsy could have left her with a permanent neurological deficit.
Elizabeth Marr is Taylor's neurologist at UT Southwestern.
She was already having some difficulty walking and with balance, and so you certainly don't want to make that worse.
So Marr needed to identify whether Taylor's tumor was a fast-growing, high-grade glioma or a low-grade glioma, and a biopsy was too risky. Here's where the new technology comes in. Scientists recently identified a gene mutation specifically associated with the slower-growing glioma. This gene makes enzymes that fuel cancer cells, and the process creates a byproduct, almost like a trail of breadcrumbs that researchers can look for. These breadcrumbs are called 2HG. Marr knew if she could find 2HG, Taylor's tumor would be the slow-growing type, and instead of an estimated year to live, she could have decades.
We are using a special type of scanning to now be able to look within those cells in the region that was abnormal and ask the question whether 2HG was present.
The scan is done in a traditional MRI machine, but instead of looking at the physical nature of the tumor, doctors analyze the chemicals.
So I did my first scan the day after I met her, and the nurse actually, as soon as she pulled me out, she said, "Good news, we found it." So it was exciting.
This type of imaging, this idea of a biomarker, we're used to in things like prostate cancer, where people are very used to hearing about PSA levels. We've never had anything like that for imaging before.
Marr can track the 2HG levels to see if the tumor is growing. So every 2 months, Taylor slips on a hospital gown, slides into the MRI machine, and cranks up the music for an hour-long scan. But that's not where the story ends.
This is the Jeopardy! College Championship.
That's right. Taylor headed to Los Angeles last month to meet up with Alex Trebek and other competitors for Jeopardy's College Crown. The show airs tomorrow.
Taylor University from
it's been an obsession for her since middle school. And here's the thing. Taylor didn't tell anybody in L.A. about her tumor.
I didn't want that to be associated with Jeopardy, and I just wanted to enjoy the experience.
You'll have to tune in to see how she did. But for Taylor, just getting to play is a win.
I'm planning for the future. I want to go to grad school. And I think being on Jeopardy was a way of saying, like, I can still live my life despite everything that's happened.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.